With their permission, I'd like to share with you this morning a student presentation. My body is my body. I'll do with it what I want. In this day and age, that's a popular excuse to engage in sexual immorality. People forget how God made their bodies and what He made them for. Sex before marriage has become the accepted norm. According to Teen Vogue, the average age for a child losing their virginity is about 15 years. Few want to wait for marriage anymore. God says, put to death sexual immorality in Colossians 3. In Galatians 5, the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery. Think of a piece of tape. You can stick it to anything right away. But the more you stick it to other substances, the less sticky it gets. If you keep having sex with many people that are not your spouse, it becomes less special and less intimate. It becomes like a hobby. God means sex to be between a married couple, a special, intimate sticking to your spouse. So how do we avoid sexual immorality? The acronym FLEE may be helpful. The first letter F stands for fill. Fill yourself with Christ and His Word. Fill yourself with His people who believe the same as you and help you stick tightly to God. L stands for lock out. Lock out the lies of the sinful world, like having sex before marriage is essential to know if you're sexually compatible. It's God that knows what is essential for you. So fill yourself with Him and trust His way. The first E stands for exchange. Exchange the earthly lies for God's truth. When the world says that sinful pleasures are fulfilling, God says they're actually fleeting. And finally, devastating. The last E stands for expose. Expose yourself to the light of God. If you fall into the darkness of sinful pleasures, let God be the light that draws you into the open, confessing your sin and basking in His forgiveness. Every day, a young lady walked past a group of people who were always laughing, playing, and seeming to have the most wonderful time. However, her father had told her to never play with them, or she'd get mud on her special white dress. All of their dresses were muddy, but many times she was tempted to go join in their games. How bad could it really be? Her father would never know. When this young lady walked with her friends or family, she hardly noticed the other group of people and wasn't tempted to join them. But when she chose to walk by herself, she felt lonely and wanted to join their game. And the group would call her to join them. One day, she gave in and started to walk towards their group. But after a few steps, the young lady heard her father calling her home. She turned around and ran back to the path, but she saw that the bottom of her dress had become muddy. It scared her, and she tucked it away out of sight. She tried avoiding her father for a few days, but felt guilty. When she finally asked her father to forgive her, he did. And he cut off the muddy part of her dress. The young lady stayed true to her father's will for some time before she once again fell and joined the group mud game. It wasn't as fun as it had looked. And she realized that the other people weren't really that happy either. And now, bent in shame, she once again asked her father to forgive her. He completely forgave her, but her entire dress was so ruined with mud it had to be thrown away. Her sisters wanted to know where she'd been and what happened to her special dress. She explained that, unlike in the movies, sexual immorality is not all it's made out to be. It muddies our life and burdens us with guilt. That living with their father's love was much better than playing in the mud. Proverbs 3, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Jesus asks us to stay out of the mud, to flee temptation and remain abstinent until marriage. Psalm 16, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Jesus loves us, loves you so much that he fashioned the most special white dress for you with the threads of his own righteousness. And nothing can make us happier than walking with Jesus hand in hand. If we think we can live as we please and fashion our own dress, that's already a horribly stained dress of rebellious pride that would turn us away from Christ and lose heaven. Eternal damnation is a horrible price to pay. But by God's eternal grace, we are given that perfect special dress of Jesus' blood and righteousness. Jesus died in absolute agony on the cross so that we could go to heaven. He carried the sins of the entire world in past, present, and future on his back. It's absolutely unfathomable that anyone could love stained rebels like us so much. But Jesus did. And he did all that for you. We should show our thankfulness, gladly walking hand in hand with him. Hymn 398, stanzas 2 and 3.